She fired two shots into the maw, and the swirling mass grew frantic. Half a droid foreleg appeared, stunted and deformed. A black sense organ came and went. Lorin knew what it was now. It was a compact droid factory, and it had been busy ever since the Hutts placed it here, sending out tiny threads in search of metals and power, infiltrating security systems, and taking everything it needed. Hence the threads she and Shigar had stumbled across under the vaults. Hence the lack of alarms. She bet herself that if she took a knife to the metal walls of the safe, she would find them barely flimsy thin. Enough to fool a casual glance, but otherwise utterly plundered, dissolved, and removed, ion by ion, for use in the factory's secret work. Building vicious, determined, reticent droids that wouldn't take orders. Why? That was a whole other mystery. But the thing was still moving, still functioning. Given enough time, she bet it would repair itself and start all over again. No wonder Stryver wanted it destroyed. She picked up the comlink.
Shigar, I'm in the vault,
she told him.
You need to see this.
What is it?
I don't know.
Something red flashed in front of her eyes. A searing pain struck the hand holding her comlink. She stared down in horror at the terrible cauterized wound where her fingers had once been. Over the humming of her crimson lightsaber, the Sith said,
Give me the Navicomp, or it'll be your head you lose next.
Ula craned to see what was going on inside the vault. He and Jet stood in the antechamber and had been just about to venture in after Lorin when the sound of blaster fire brought them up short. Bright flashes of light lit up the cramped space. Lorin and her two companions were shooting at something. But what? Not another droid, surely. Ula and Jet dived for cover just in case and kept their heads down until the rattle of weapons fire died away. Ula looked up. He could just see Lorin's silhouette leaning over the object Yima had shown him. Its top was open, and she fired twice into it. He was about to clamber to his feet when his eyes caught something out of place among the bits of stone and other rubble on the floor. It was the Navicomp. One of the hexes must have knocked it out when they emerged to do battle. He scrambled for it before someone else saw and took it. Its transparisteel container was intact, and the device itself looked no worse than it had before. A feeling of triumph filled him. If he could open the case and get the thing itself free, he could smuggle it under his cloak without anyone else seeing. But first, he had to distract Jet. If the smuggler saw it, there was bound to be another fight over it. The whole extended disaster could start all over again. Footsteps crunched behind him, and he turned, fearing that his find had already been discovered. It was the red-haired Sith. She was heading for the vault, not him. His relief was short-lived. The Sith's lightsaber flashed, and Lorin gasped with pain.
Give me the Navicomp, or it'll be your head you lose next.
Ula froze in horror.
I don't have it,
Lorin said, voice tight.
I don't believe you.
One of Lorin's companions fired at the Sith. She easily deflected the bolt back into his throat. He went down kicking, then fell still.
I'm telling the truth.
I'll count to five. Then I'll start hacking up your friend here. And then it'll be your head. I promise.
The Sith approached the last surviving member of Ula's security detail. He backed